Well, it's not going to be completed this construction season. Things have pushed too far into the fall. There will be work that will need to be done next year. That being said, it's our goal to get both bounds of traffic reopened before winter. So, of course, that's going to mean completion of the second part of the bridge span. And Zenith Tech, the contractor, has resumed work on the bridge, and they're preparing to do a concrete pour for that deck by the end of the month. And, you know, we're talking about the rain today. A lot of this work is weather dependent, but we're going to do whatever we can to expedite that work and try to get both sides of that bridge open before winter.
So what would that mean? Would that mean we'd have four lanes of traffic then, and then just some extra work that needs to be done in the spring?
Yeah, that would be the plan, is that we would probably the final paving would not be done this year, but there would be a paving course up to the bridge, and then it would be drivable. And then there would have to be finishing paving done next year and some of the other work, slope restoration and things like that. I don't have a detailed list of everything that would be held over. And again, that'll depend on how much we can get done before the weather stops cooperating. But yes, the idea would be to open the bridge to traffic in both directions, get all the lanes open to traffic.